The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Who had a better weekend, Kuminga or Purdy?
Kuminga had a better week.
Okay.
He had a better week.
Okay.
Did he have the better day? He had a hell of a third quarter.
Was amazing.
He had a hell of a game yesterday. I mean, Brock Purdy did what he needed to do. He did. He had a great, Brock Purdy had an excellent game.
I thought he played
excellent
really well.
Excellent game. Pinpoint accuracy. Okay, he underthrew a couple deep balls.
Not got like a couple batted before. At the line.
It's all good. I saw Josh Allen underthrow a deep ball yesterday.
Josh Allen also scored five touchdowns.
I mean, but I also saw six.
Sorry.
But I also saw him underthrow
the last one.
But he also underthrew some deep balls too. Are they going to complain about that in Buffalo? Probably not.
Well, they shouldn't have done the quarterback sneak on the first play. Brady was telling them about it, but neither here nor there.
Yeah, no, that was a joke. Give it to James Cook. Could have helped me in fantasy.
Throw the ball three times because you had three timeouts, so you had to burn a timeout after the first one.
Made no sense. Made no sense. Bad coaching. Bad clock management. So, I don't know. Who had the better day?
I think it's Kuminga. And the reason why
he had the better
Kuminga,
week, for sure.
Because, you know, I saw a lot of people like, well, hey, it's great that Kuminga and Wiggins did it as the number one and number two, but can you do it alongside Steph Curry? Which I actually think is a very fair, valid point to make. Like, it's one thing to do it when you're the guy. It's another thing to do it alongside the guy because you're asked to do different things. And I watched not only Steph and Draymond, but the other Warriors allowed Jonathan Kuminga to take his moments in the third quarter and in the fourth quarter.
Well, Draymond got in foul trouble. Remember, he had to sit for a long stretch. He had picked up four fouls. His fourth foul was 7-11 left in the third quarter. So Steve Curry had no choice but to bench Draymond Green in that situation to prevent him from fouling out.
I loved what I saw from Jonathan Kuminga, and I thought his playmaking was on display. I thought his shot-making was on display. I thought his off-ball defensive IQ, which I've questioned at times, was on display. Obviously, he putting pressure on the rim on both ends. I thought he played a spectacular game. I actually thought that was a bigger game and a bigger day for Jonathan Kuminga than Purdy. I know Purdy's really good. Yes, we need to get back to it. He had career lows last week in almost every category, completions, yards, etc. It was a bounce-back performance from Purdy, but I thought it was a bigger step forward for Jonathan Kuminga doing it alongside Steph Curry in that game against that team. I thought it was a big moment for him.
No, it was huge. It was a big week for him, and that team seems to be empowering him. Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, Draymond Green touched on this Friday night after the game when they lost to Minnesota, saying, yes, it's time for Kuminga to show us what he has. Now, you could look at it two ways. You could look at it as saying they're empowering J.K. and they're going to ride with him until the wheels fall off, no matter what happens this season, or this could be a showcase for a trade. You never know what's going on inside that building. You never know what's going on with Jonathan Kuminga. Maybe they're showcasing him, but I do like the fact that him and Wiggins can play together. I don't know when that became a big deal where they couldn't play together. They can play together, and they could play really well together, and you got two really good defenders. When they're like, Kuminga was so damn engaged last night defending Julius Randle. You watch it from the tunnel view, Shasky. I know you're watching at home. The guy was locked in. I saw an intensity from JK. Man, I was like, okay, that guy's ready to roll here. And he bet on himself. He bet on himself this year without the contract extension. He's betting on himself to make the money that he wants and that he thinks he deserves. So that'll come in the future just like Brock Purdy's money. But I thought being empowered by the team, saying, hey, you can play with us. You can play with Steph. You're going to open up things for Steph. And then you get Buddy, who, boy, he was on the milk carton last week, right? And Buddy Hill goes crazy in the third quarter. But that lineup with GP2 and Stephen Curry and J.K., Draymond, and Buddy Hill, it really did wonders on Minnesota. And so shout out to Mr. Sadu, who's a head of analytics with the Golden State Warriors, suggested to Steve Kerr, maybe we should go with this small ball five lineup. And it worked yesterday.
What's the Warriors' winning percentage when Steph hits a end of the quarter three?
I would not know that.
It's got to be high, right?
I've seen it a few times. I've seen it in losses.
Have you?
Yeah.
I feel like every time he does it, it's always like a huge moment, and it's a huge momentum going into the end of a quarter and a big break, and then they ride it out into the next couple of minutes. I don't know, like seeing him do that and then his like celebration, the way he was like jogging down the court. I mean, the place was lighting up.
Well, what about Draymond's night-night? Here's what Steph Curry said about Draymond's night-night.
That was awesome.
I saw at the very end of it, I didn't know he did it all the way down the court. Let's just say his is a little bit more aggressive than mine. And I like it. I like it. You gotta make it your own.
Make it your own. Here's the play that Stephen Curry's talking about.
34 seconds to go. A bucket here, and this one is basically done. Draymond off a screen, gets a drive, and a dunk! Down the lane! And there it is.
Tim Roy on the call.
Was
there.
Is he opening a soda?
Sounded like Tom Tolbert on the other
side. He does that every time. That's like that's their dagger, if you will. Then he cracks the can.
Cracks the can of beer?
Yeah.
Is that new?
He's been doing that for a minute. I know you catch up all the Warriors games, but sometimes, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
you never watch Warriors games.
Apologies, listen, I'm usually at home.
Listen,
sorry, you're probably watching Fitz, which is fine. Yeah, we love Bob Fitzgerald, but, you know, sometimes people like to simulcast them.
Yeah, no, I like that. The Warriors looked great last night, but there was a video that I saw retweeted last night that says, when Draymond has Gobert out on an island like that, his dribbling goes to 99. I would say charisma 99, swagger 99, dribbling power 99. He went between the legs like he was doing an and one, like you know, skip to my Lou Wood where he'd like start to, I call it simmer before he starts to really try to cook. And when he crossed over to the right, he saw the lane just open up like Moses splitting the Red Sea. It was awesome. Yep. God, it was great.
Dude, it was great. He isolated and just dunked all over him. That was a big time game. Big time win for the Golden State Warriors. Again, in the first half, they couldn't do anything offensively outside of Stephen Curry. In the first half, Steph was 6-12 and 4-9 from the 3-point line. The rest of the team was 12-36 and 4-17 from three. So at halftime, you know, we were on there at halftime. Zena was saying they should just replay halftime because we caught everything. Take care of the ball. Somebody else score outside of Stephen Curry and play some lockdown defense. No dribble drive penetration. Well, in the fourth quarter, because Minnesota, their clutch time numbers, Minnesota, they're one of the worst teams in the league in the last 5 minutes of a close game. They're terrible. Turnover rate is low. I think it's like 26 in the league. Their three-point percentage is low. Everything about them down the stretch offensively, it's atrocious. And maybe that has to do with Julius Randle. But in the first half, the Warriors were shooting 37.5%, 31% from three. They had 9 turnovers. And you're thinking, here we go again. They're about to get swept by the T-Wolves. What's going on? In the third quarter, they just flipped the switch like the old Warriors. 44 points. They locked down defensively. They placed a 1-2-2 zone. They were picking up full court at times. They were engaged. They were trapping at the Edwards. Timely traps, timely doubles. I loved every bit of it. And the turnovers in the third quarter. Not one single miscue by the Golden State Warriors in that third quarter as they flipped that basketball game and went into the fourth quarter with a 3-point lead, 93-90. Beautiful basketball. Beautiful basketball.
Yeah, you know, when you get GP2 contributing the way he was and you get Kevon Looney contributing and then you finally get one of those Buddy Hield games, it's like a just what the doctor ordered recipe for this team going into this week. They don't play till Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
They needed that. The soul needed that. The team needed that. The standings, like all these things. That was a big win. And I think on the heels of Friday night, which felt so deflating,
yeah,
I thought that this was another L, quite frankly. I just thought they got our number.
It felt like it. Felt like it.
Didn't it?
They didn't win five. They had won five in a row against the Warriors and four in a row at Chase Center.
It felt like they were suffocating us.
Yes, they were. And all that talk into the Edwards did Friday night.
So good.
But Steph Curry mentioned it. I didn't hear his answer because Sakti was in my ear. I love you, Sakti. You know I do. You're my guy. But I asked him, I was like, you know, what about Anthony Edwards? It was good payback. And he goes, that's the beauty of it. All I heard was that's the beauty of the baseball series, is that you could come right back and play them again. So there's no lingering. And it's all in good fun. We need that in the game. We do need it. Let's go to Coach Vallejo. You know he's fired up about JK's performance.
I mean, how could you not be? Jonathan Kuminga was excellent. He did all the little things, all the big things, playing alongside Steph. And I love when they actually deferred to him. What's up, Coach?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And I think it can't be emphasized the magnitude of what Kuminga did last night. He outplayed one of the biggest bullies in the NBA in Julius Randle, one of the most physically imposing guys, and he held toe-to-toe with him. That says a lot for Kuminga, and it should tell Steve Kerr quite a bit. Now, also, too, Edwards, actually, the frustration, when he pushed Kuminga, he finally met an athlete that was his equal. Anthony Edwards usually out-athlete, out-speed, out-muscle just about everyone he plays. Jonathan Kuminga stood toe-to-toe with him. And again, that should point out to Steve Kerr that he has one of the most elite athletes in the NBA, period. I don't want to hear Jimmy Butler talk or anything like that. That old man is not nearly as athletic as Jonathan Kuminga. And as you, when Kuminga got confidence and stopped looking over his shoulder, he started directing play out there. He knew where he wanted to go. Even if he made a mistake, he kept his head up because he didn't have to look over his shoulder, let that young man play basketball. And like I said, playing Julius Randle head up, that, what to me, tells me everything I need to know about Jonathan Kuminga.
Hey, let me tell you, Coach, real quick, before you hang up, I thought the third quarter, Zena and I are watching from the tunnel, Kuminga hits a little midi 10 feet away, right? And he goes down and Randle's at the top of the key dribbling. And I go, Zena, look at Kuminga and how engaged he was. Physical. Getting forearms. Oh, you want to get physical with me? You're not going to bully me. You're not going to punk me tonight. Right. I thought it was very – that was another growth moment for him. This guy is growing up by the game.
Right.
And don't people see it, Coach? When the game evolves, he gets better and better as the game plays out because he understands the speed and things start to slow down for him. I thought that last night JK may have been his most impressive game, not the 33-point outburst against Houston, but last night I thought he was excellent on both ends of the floor.
Absolutely. You know, and what we're seeing is an elite athlete on the lines of a LeBron James, not saying he's LeBron James, but a size and speed that is just unparalleled throughout the NBA. So no way should the Warriors give up or let this young man go. He's only going to get better and more confident. I think we're looking at a star in the making.
There it is.
Wow.
Is Kuminga a star in the making?
Wow. I mean, you got to do it for more than a week, right?
No,
obviously.
No.
And he's done it for stretches, but it does feel like he's doing so many other little things. And for me, it's the pace, picking and choosing when to throttle up and when to throttle down, making the extra passes, setting up for your teammates, not crashing into people. It just feels like the game is slowing down for him. And he's realizing, like, cerebrally and athletically, he's like coming into his own all at once.
Yep. No, he is.
I mean, what the Warriors want from him.
But you know, he showed us flashes these last two seasons.
No doubt.
When Wiggins is, had to take time off due to personal reasons or injuries. He's shown us these glimpses. And I don't know why it gets ignored, but he showed us. If we can, Spadoni, can you find a cut from Steph and Draymond Friday night about Jonathan Kuminga and empowering him? Because I would really love to play that in case people miss it. Maybe they did. I know on Warriors this week, who was it, Dan DeVone and Evan Gaines? I'm sure they played it over and over after the loss Friday night. But they basically empowered Jonathan Kuminga here. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to get in on some Dubs talk. How refreshing was that win? They improved to 14-9. They head to Houston Wednesday night for the quarterfinals of the Emirates NBA Cup. Get fired up for this, right, Shasky?
Villain
to villain. You want the cup? You
want
the cup? You want the cup? Would you buy? Let me ask you this.
What would I buy? What?
If they won a cup, would you buy some gear?
No.
Emirates NBA Cup
no.
champs?
No.
No?
I mean, I don't even have – I have, like, a hat from when they last won the championship. I had T-shirts and stuff from prior championships, but no. I would not buy that. But I do want the cup. Like, it's here. Let's do it. It's more, like, tongue-in-cheek than anything else. But, yeah, I do. I want to win this thing. Why not?
You know, if – this could be fascinating in a cup. So, if the Warriors win Wednesday – they have a chance to play Klay Thompson and the Mavericks Saturday in Las Vegas. That would be pretty juicy. And the Mavericks are rolling right now. They won like seven in a row. They are rolling. That would be great. That was like the best game in the NBA all season, the Klay game.
It was one of them. It was one of them. Like, I mean, I know I haven't checked on him as of recent, but middle of last week, I know Klay had just returned from a little absence, yeah. And he's been up and down. You know, he's still trying to get his footing. At the time, I think he was at like 13 points a game, shooting lower from three-point land. But it was a small sample size. It wasn't a big sample, but...
Yeah, in Toronto over the weekend, he was 8 of 16.
Okay,
scored
good.
20 in that game, 3 and 9 from the three-point line. So he's still trying to find it. He's still trying to find it with that lineup there. Let's go to Al in San Francisco. Al, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for getting me on here.
No problem.
I called last week, and Guru and those guys were on, and I told them that, you know, Buddy Hill in the lineup and Curry, those are two dangerous assassins for the three-point line, and I think that would open it up more if they can't both get double-teamed. And also with Kuminga in there and Wiggins and Draymond, that would be a powerful starting lineup. And as you see yesterday, Buddy Hill, you know, he got into his rhythm because Curry was in there with him. So they couldn't double Curry, double Hill. So that's why they need the scoring like that. Somebody help Curry out with 20 points or more. Another person help out 20, one in the fourth quarter. They can win games. Thank you, guys.
Anytime. Yeah, secondary scores, third scores.